The word "how," that stereotyped Hollywood greeting, may actually trace back to a real Lakota word. Linguists and reference sources have debated the connection between the English interjection "how" and the Lakota greeting "how," though the historical pathway remains contested. What's not contested is this: "how" is a genuine, living word, and it opens a door into one of North America's most phonetically rich languages. Lakota, known to its speakers as Lahahtiyapi, belongs to the Siouan language family. It is the language of the Lakota people, one of the peoples historically grouped under the broader Sioux designation. You may also see it called Lahata, Teton, or Teton Sioux. Whatever the label, the language itself is something else entirely. A sound system so distinct that one Lakota textbook identifies 40 separate sounds for learners to master. Now, before you absorb any vocabulary, William, you need to understand something fundamental about how Lakota works. Think of a new learner picking up a Lakota text and reading it like English. Every instinct they have will mislead them. Lakota spelling uses special symbols, hik, ka, gi, that represent sounds English simply does not have. The written letters are sound guides, not English pronunciation shortcuts. Lakota has 5 oral vowels, A, E, I, O, and U. It also has 3 nasal vowels, written as ing, ng, and ung, in many orthographies, or sometimes represented as E, N, and A. Those nasal vowels are not decorative, they change meaning. The vowels E and O are relatively open, closer in quality to the sounds in bed and bought than to the English long vowels. And in rapid speech, Lakota can undergo vowel contraction, where an intervocalic glide drops out and adjacent vowels merge. The language breathes and shifts as it moves. The key idea behind Lakota greetings is that they are not context-free equivalents of hello. They carry relationship. Ha, pronounced approximately ha-hu, is used by men as a greeting or acknowledgement. It is also used as an affirmative response, a signal of agreement or recognition. Hang serves a parallel function associated with women's greetings and responses. That distinction is not arbitrary. It reflects the social structure of the Lakota people, where speech itself encodes who you are in relation to the person you are addressing. A man greeting someone may place ha before an appropriate kinship or relationship term. For example, ha kola, hello, friend, combines the greeting with kola, a term some teaching materials reserve for a particularly close or significant friend. That single phrase carries warmth, history, and social weight that hey simply cannot match. The consonant inventory runs deep, William. Linguistic analysis counts either 26 or 28 consonant phonemes in Lakota, depending on how certain sounds are analyzed. Research on Lakota stops has found that some traditionally called voiced stops function as sonorant obstruents within an aspiration-based sound system, a distinction that matters for accurate pronunciation even if it sounds technical right now. The takeaway is practical. Lakota is not a language you can approximate by ear using English habits. The ha greeting itself is phonetically unusual within Lakota because the ah sequence represents a diphthong that is notably rare in the language's overall sound pattern. That rarity makes it memorable. It also makes it a perfect entry point, a single word that forces you to engage with Lakota on its own terms rather than yours. And layered beneath all of this is a concept that shapes how Lakota speakers communicate at every level. Mitaku Asang, often translated as all my relations or we are all related. It is a philosophical orientation that treats connection to people, to the living world, as the ground of all speech. Remember this, William. Lakota is not a static system of words waiting to be memorized. It is a living, breathing architecture of sound and relationship. The phonetics demand precision, nasal vowels, open mid-vowels, a consonant inventory that dwarfs English. The greetings demand awareness of gender, of kinship, of the person standing in front of you. Master the sounds, and you master the rhythm. Master the rhythm, and the greetings stop being phrases you recite and start being acts of genuine recognition. That is the heart of Lake Hati Yapi, and that is where your journey into this language truly begins.